Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving further.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your hosts David Von Strawn and Leslie M. Scott Jones. And now, here's David and Leslie.
Hello, Charlottesville. It is Sunday, September the 3rd. Shout out to my Virgos. It is 10 o'clock, and this is Homegrown, your local show about progressive art within the community. 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville, the new Charlottesville. I am David Von Strawn, a.k.a. the Devious One, and with me as always is the lovely, the loquacious, the lascivious Leslie M. Scott Jones.
What's up, David?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm alright.
Good.
I'm a little tired. It's, you know, for some reason...
Sick and tired or just tired?
Oh, well, I'm always sick and tired.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
It's that whole, what the thing, well, I hate to bring up Bill Cosby, but, you know, what Bill Cosby said.
I think Bill Cosby hates to bring up Bill Cosby. Like,
and tired always followed sick, you know?
Like, yeah. Yes. I don't really want to talk about myself.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I was up until, like, 11:45, and then... had to get up at like 6:30 to go over to Four County and pick up a couch for Jitney.
Thank you for that.
And yeah, it's
looking forward to that couch.
It's a really cool couch. Like Ike is going to have fun falling over this one, man. Because the arms on it are a little higher than we thought. Yep. It's going to be, oh,
I can sleep on it for a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, actually, yeah, yeah. That's why we got the bigger one.
Yeah, September 15th. Fit. Pick up Jitney tickets.
Actually, we're going to give some away today.
What?
We are going to give two Jitney tickets away today.
Giving them out.
On the show.
Free.
Oh, my God.
Free 99, people. So get on the horn and do what you got to do.
Get ready. Get those fingertips ready.
You want to take your significant
other. On our Facebook account.
Your partner out on a lovely date, but you don't want to spend no money. I think that Jitney's the thing
really,
to see.
Really? We're promoting going on a... date with someone without spending any money? That's what we're promoting?
No, it's about the connection. It's about the, you know, the time together. It's not necessarily right. About how much money you spend on that person. It's
but that
about,
should not be the goal, is what I'm saying. You shouldn't say, yeah, baby, we're going to go on a date. How am I going to do this without spending any money?
I think if you really appreciated the person, Leslie, that wouldn't even come into your space of mind. I know that
I
money
mean,
equals security and all that and blah, blah,
I mean,
blah,
you
blah.
Don't have to take me to like a 5-star restaurant, but, you know, feed a girl. That's all I'm saying. You know, like
I'm
something,
saying.
You know. And I'm not saying Burger King. That's not what I'm saying. No, we're not doing that. We're
oh,
not
oh,
doing that.
Oh, now you're getting
that.
Particular all of a sudden.
You know, can we have middle of the road? Can we do some Olive Garden? You know, something like that?
Bad and bougie.
You know, some TGI Fridays. I'll settle for that.
I cannot be giving any advice on relationships at this point.
Oh.
I mean, no, it's just what it is. I mean, I'm in a particular place in mind where, you know, I'm more in the column of listening rather than talking. And when I don't listen, I get yelled at. When I don't talk enough, I get
yelled at.
So I'm just trying to.
No, and, I understand.
I mean, it is what it is, and just trying to open up the doors. Just be more open.
And you know what?
For all the slings and arrows
but
to come
you know
into
what?
My heart.
No. Oh, we don't mean them as slings and arrows, David.
Okay.
But that is not how they
I
are
I love
meant
how you
at
say
all.
We. Like, it's like...
I'm talking
like
about the women in your life.
And there's
I
like
know
a weekly
that.
Newsletter that goes out. I don't think you know about all the women in my life. But that's another
I
story.
I don't. But,
here or there.
But I'm saying of the women in your life that I do know about, mm-hmm. I can say that we don't mean it that way at all. We don't mean to shut you down or tell you not to talk.
Yeah.
That is not what we want at all. We do want you to talk. We do want you to share.
Oh, I know. I know. And I'm trying to do that more and more without filter or without you know, a sense of shame.
No shame.
No shame.
There is no
in
shame.
My game.
There is no blame. Because this is homegrown. This is
this
all
is
about
homegrown.
Art.
This is all about art.
Yes. So let's
and
get
art
to
is about heartbreak oh and my, sorrow. Oh, but, my God. Enough about me.
Maybe we should get to our first guest.
So well, is this
we will
a,
do
a,
an entire
is this
show.
Last, six-pack songwriter showcase? This is the last one. All right. So we're gonna wrap up the six-pack songwriter showcase that we've been promoting on Homegrown with you know, last but definitely not least, this is Mark Roebuck, descendant of Alvin Roebuck, of Sears and Roebuck, I assume. Yes. A black cousin. Man. I don't care what anybody says. Look, the picture might be white, but if you look at that nose, like, he's coming from some black folks. So
yeah.
That nose and that cleverly, you know, manicured mustache. Yeah. That's some African American flavor right there. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
Snopes be damned. So, so Mark, how you doing today?
I'm doing well.
All right. You gonna play a little ditty?
Oh yeah.
All right.
You want me to start off with it right now?
However you want to do
it. All right, it's a song we've been working on with my new band, Kingdom of Mustang. It's called Let Go.
All right.
I want to let go. I want to let go. I've been in those lines, seen the way they walk, seen their eyes till I know. I just want to be let go. I need to get out where the suffering ends, where the doubt don't drown and the smiles begin to begin. I just want to be led in. 'Cause I fought and I failed, and I never want to feel that again. So let me skip right up to the end, 'cause this show
let go too. I just want to be
these
out
days,
there,
you know?
Just be open, you know.
Yes, yeah. that's mostly David's problem.
What
is that? You want to let go all the time.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that,
you know. A little
sometimes people can't handle my let go-ness.
Oh, I know.
So exactly.
No,
so that's
I have
I
the
just,
same problem.
I just
I have
keep
the
it
exact
in.
Same problem that people can't handle when yeah. I actually yeah come yeah. at them.
I'm just trying to balance my let go.
I am with you in that.
Thank
my
you.
Brother.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Somebody understands. Somebody understands. So back to Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing, well. Thank you. Yep.
So Mark, how did you get involved in the Six Pack Songwriters Showcase?
They were nice enough to invite me. I hadn't been playing for a while. I was telling him we've been doing some recording, but not a whole lot of playing. And the invite came in from Jason Burke, and I just felt really honored. So. A little nervous about it, but looking forward to it.
Well, you shouldn't be nervous.
No, you should not be nervous. That was an awesome song.
So what you recording? Are you recording like a whole album with your band?
Right now it's a 17-song album.
Okay.
Wow.
That I'm kind of thinking would be fun to add three or four more.
There you go.
All right.
Sell it as a double album for
yeah,
the
I was going to say, you should
one.
Make it a double
yeah,
CD.
It'd be a
like
gimmick. A,
like a Melancholy
CDs,
and Infinite Sadness of light acoustic rock.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
When's that coming out?
Probably, I would say November earliest. We're still working on it. Things are starting to round the corner, but there's a lot of work left.
So. Okay, so let's talk about a little bit, because we've been talking about the Six Pack Songwriter Showcase for like ever now. So let's talk about more about this recording process.
Yeah.
Do you like performing more or recording more? Because I know, like, you know, I got a little bit of audio engineer experience in me, and the recording experience can be incredibly enlightening and incredibly like
from a songwriting perspective, it can be exactly. very introspective in how you do things and how you perform in general.
Yeah, I think I'm mainly a songwriter. I never think I have that great of chops. And so for a songwriter, being in the studio is just the most incredible thing. I think you've died and gone to heaven when you're able to record your own original music in a studio.
Mm-hmm.
But for other people that really love playing and have worked on their chops, and then there's nothing like getting that in front of a crowd. So it's both good, but I'll take a studio anytime.
I feel sorry for the drummer and the lead guitarist in recording.
Right.
Because one storm beat and then it's back to the beginning. Like, no. Crap! 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 And you're just sitting in the back sipping your tea like, Just wait.
Yep.
Just waiting on you, Pete.
Yep. Right. Wait until you get that sucker right, dude. You know, anytime.
You might want to bring it down right here. Right. And then you start giving suggestions and stuff.
Like, do you need a Red Bull, dude? I just, you know, I'm here to help. Anything
donuts,
to help you.
Donuts, anybody?
Right. Yeah, I mean, again, that's especially true. Our drummer, Mike Clark, he laid his stuff down just almost instantaneously.
Mm.
And then for the next 6 months, this guy just... do just what you said, twiddle, listen, giving his 2 cents, but but his part is done. So
Is there a certain sound that you guys are aiming for this album?
You know, we almost were worrying it was too eclectic, too sort of all over the place.
No such thing.
No, I agree, and it's starting to come together, but it's not really, I hate the term, but most of the stuff that I end up doing, they call power pop or underground power pop, and it's got that edge to it, a little bit of folk on some of the songs, all original. And so
did you write the whole thing?
No. I wrote a lot of it, but Tim Ryan, who's also has the studio, he's also doing the engineering work. He wrote a bunch of songs and really good ones. So
cool.
It's been sort of a collaboration now, and that's what I like. Like the last project was just Mark Robuck, and
right?
I don't like that. I want to immerse myself, you know, in a band.
Now that's interesting because a lot of other bands will say it like that. Producers get involved too much with the creative flow of what the artist and what the band is trying to, you know, exemplify. But you're like, nah, that's cool.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Again, for me personally, I just want to sort of submerge myself. And Tim, he owns the studio. He's doing the engineering, producing, and writing and playing. I mean, you'd think he could stomp all over it, but he's able to sit back and allow it to still be sort of a democratic process, which is really good. Yeah.
That's very cool.
It keeps it so fun.
Yeah. It's awesome when you work with people that are good at collaborating and can say, oh, you know what? That was not a great idea. Who's got a better one?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Not so much with my music. It's like music is my, like with art, I can do that so much, but that's another story here.
No, it's not
about you, David. It's about the music.
Apparently.
What kind of music do you do?
I did do a lot of music. Anything short of like Celtic chant and country western was my jam.
My God. So now I want to hear David do a Celtic chant.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously.
So the Six Pack Songwriter Showcase is going down on September 10th. This is a benefit for Pachem, which is the people and congregations engaged in ministry. It's going down at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall, a great new venue that's burgeoning for local artists, musicians, and comics, and everybody alike. So Mark Robuck, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
and
Mark.
You'll be coming back to promote your album when you're done recording it,
man.
And it comes out and it hits the floors.
Man, if y'all will have me, that would be great.
We're going to have you.
We would love to.
We're going
to
have you. Don't worry about that.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Are we doing
drop
or are we doing?
We're going to roll right in.
We're just going to keep going with this homegrown show, and that's what we do. So we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to go from music to a little bit of acting, which is
a little bit of theater.
let me stuff my pipe real quick so I can. Good God.
Don't leave your stuff in the studio.
With us now is Sean McCord and John C. Boggs. He's the playwright. She's the director. The show is called Moving, coming to the Belmont Arts Collaborative Theater, opening on September 7th and going through to September 16th. Sean, John C., how are you doing today?
We are well, David, and thank you, all of you.
Very cozy, I see.
You know, We have become best friends.
No, I just wanted to step in, David. I really love the way you said that he's the playwright, she's the director. It's like he's the MC.
I'm the MC.
It's the old school hip hop people will get that.
Shout out to all my DJ Jazzy Jeff fans.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say that I'll be back here every Sunday at 10. You guys are a lot of fun. I have had more fun out in waiting to come in than I have had all week. This is awesome.
Well, they're on the radio too.
I'm sorry about your week. Yeah, right? That's all I have to say.
Right? If this is the highlight, oh, precious
Lord.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna have to grab a drink or something after that. So talk about it. Talk about moving. Talk about what prompted you to write a play about moving and what prompted
I am so excited to see this because I directed the one-act version of this play years ago.
Oh, so I'm going to let you take it.
So I'm so excited to see how it's grown.
Well, there are actually a lot of connections in this room. So,
yeah.
So Moving, the one-act, was a play that I wrote for the Live Arts Playwrights Lab Summer Short Series in, I want to say, 2012?
Yes, 2012.
And Leslie and I kind of knew each other through theater then, but we became tight then when Leslie got that script and brought the first, 8-minute version to life, which was about this kind of cute meet between this couple. Flash forward a few years, and I'm in the... playwriting program at Hollins. Shout out to Hollins and their summer graduate.
Out to Hollins. Actually, I spent a lot of time in Hollins when I was at Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Call it what you will. But
it was a fun story place. There.
There are stories.
There's a story there.
Devil's Advocate is one of my favorite films for that reason. But
what exactly did you spend your time
doing? We're not talking about me. We're talking about...
I don't know.
Just women's college.
A lot of the time we aren't. You want us to talk about you, David.
Sometimes
so,
folks came there, so I'm just...
I'm listening.
I know you are. But that's neither here nor there. But South Hollins, you were saying.
So I'm in a... So during the summer, Hollins becomes a co-ed school with a summer arts graduate programs, and I am in the playwriting program, and I had to write a play after my first summer there, and I dusted off my little 10-minute play and said, I want to follow these characters a little further along.
Yeah.
So I wrote a full-length version. Well, I mean, basically starting with that first 8 pages as... the beginnings of Act One.
Yeah.
And then followed through those characters and that setting over 30 years. And the other connection is that when we had a reading of my first draft of my script at Live Arts at the Playwrights Lab here, that reading was directed by none other than
Ben
Mr. Clinton Johnston, the man on the other side of the camera.
Yeah.
Hi, streaming world. So, last year when I got back from Hollins, one of the...
Yikes.
For our
radio listener...
What just happened was...
We've just gone 3D.
See, y'all didn't know that. See, that y'all need to pay more attention.
When we go live, we go...
We go live. Yeah. We don't play around.
So last summer when I came back from Hollins, I was filled with inspiration for doing theater. And one of the things I am learning in graduate school is that in addition to writing and collaborating, a really successful playwright has to learn to self-produce.
Yes.
So I started reaching out to playwright friends here in town and said, what do you think of this idea? And they all said, that's great. You should do that.
Just do it. Go.
That's amazing. Yeah. That would be great. When are you doing that?
Yeah, actually, no. I need to be fair. We formed a group. We call ourselves a Charlottesville Playwrights Collective. And the idea is that playwrights get together. And we work on each other's production. So we have a first season, and the first show of the first season was my script was selected. And that opens on Thursday. I think I should mention that once or twice. Thursday, September 7th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 15th, 16th. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Friday, Saturday at the Belmont Arts Collaborative in lovely downtown Belmont. Mm. And
So this started as a live arts, is something that you were doing as part of the live arts?
So,
or at least at one point, moving was being done under Live Arts auspices. Has it left that totally now?
Yes. Live Arts does not do new full-length works.
What?
Like
a play.
No. Live Arts has been very, very good to us.
But what about Pip and Twig? Because Pip and Twig is in the original.
What about the Barbie stuff? I mean, that was original, so...
Yeah, but those are instances where, and Live Arts has done this before, where somebody will come from the outside and perform something with Live Arts' facilities, mm-hmm. but they won't be a Live Arts production.
Interesting.
Right.
That's all I got.
Dirty Barbie, Pip and Twig, a lot of the foolery stuff, those were all things like that.
Gotcha.
Where it was a different group, independent group, came in early melanin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Independent group coming in, doing stuff, using their facilities, but not a Live Arts production.
Gotcha.
Right. So Live Arts has been very, very good to the writers in town.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody who's a part of the Charlottesville Playwrights Collective is also a part of the Charlottesville Playwrights Lab. But I want to make it clear that, the Live Arts Playwrights Lab, but I want to make it clear that we are an independent group. Live Arts has been very supportive of us, and they gave us space for our early meetings, and they gave me a chance to develop an early version of my script at their new Works on Fire reading. And I approached Live Arts very early on, spoke to Bree and said, this is what we're doing. We want to sort of form our own theater, our own company here in town to do these works, and she's excited about it, and they've been very supportive, and, personnel, staff members from Live Arts have been a part of this, but we're an independent organization.
Good to repair that.
I wanted to be very clear.
No.
We got to pay some bills.
Pay some bills. Do a drop. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Homegrown.
Drop.
It is 24 minutes past the hour, and if you're just tuning in, this is Homegrown, 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. We're talking with John C. Boggs and Sean McCord about the lovely play Moving, coming to the Belmont Arts Collaborative Theater September 7th and the weekend of September 16th-ish, around in that
somewhere
area.
In there.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. But
what is it with you and numbers, man?
Okay. I make things more complicated than they need to be.
Yes, you do.
All the time.
On a daily.
It makes life interesting.
Oh.
Is what
that's what it is?
That's what it is.
It makes life interesting.
To me.
I'm so glad Sean. You put the to me on the end of that.
So, Sean, the subject of moving in general is intriguing to me because I was a kid that moved a lot,
mm-hmm.
From place to place, from apartment to apartment until we were building our home. My parents were building their home and then, skipping place and a lot of painting, a lot of skipping.
Boxes.
A lot of boxes, a lot of changing schools, actually, for that matter. Talk about the stress and the struggle of moving, because you know that quote, like, the top levels of stress, moving, death of a relative,
yeah.
And then the rest goes down.
Yeah.
So talk about that.
Well, and what's great about moving as a dramatic piece is that it is an inherently dramatic part time of life.
Mm.
So the play takes place in one apartment.
Mm-hmm.
In Los Angeles, based very heavily on the apartment that I lived in when I lived in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
where I was intrigued. It was my bachelor pad for 5 years in my 20s.
You were never a bachelor.
There was a time, I don't remember it well.
What's in here?
Wow.
That sounds like me in Brooklyn.
I do remember it well. Oh, wow. That's a statement, ain't it?
Right?
You might be in trouble when you get home. I'm just saying.
Nah.
Because Sharon's listening, right?
Yeah. And I became intrigued with the idea that this apartment, which had existed since the 1930s, had been home to so many different people and would be home to more people beyond me. So it takes place in this one apartment over 30 years as different residents move in and out. And there's threads that tie them all together.
Interesting.
But so, you know, I've been speaking too much. Let Joan see.
Well, I have a question for Joan.
Thank you.
So what was it like? So you had never been part of the other iterations of this, right?
Right.
So what was, I want to know your first impression when you read it.
Right. So for me, it was like a love story beginning to end. Somebody tried to set me up on a blind date. They said, hey, would you, are you interested in directing this original piece? And I was like, ooh, no. So I made up all sorts of, I'm going to be really, really busy then. Mm-hmm. But send me the script. Mm-hmm. I'll read it and see what I can do to help you out. And so the script came to me, and I was like, oh, this looks good. It's like Facebook stalking, you know. I'm like, yes. And then I got to Act Two, and I was like, whoa. I have said these words.
Yeah.
I would like to direct this, and I would like to be Lara, the
right.
character.
Yes.
Because I want to say all these words again. Mm. So, I was a little bit hooked. But in auditions, I became truly infatuated. To see it happening on stage and to feel the emotion and then laugh. It's like that. Have you seen that sitcom, This Is Us?
Yes.
It's my guilty pleasure. So mm-hmm. I'm laughing, oh, ha, ha, and then I'm crying, and then I'm laughing again. And those feelings oddly feel really good together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
the best emotion is laughter through tears.
Yes, yes. So so we saw that in the audition process. And then I fell in full-out love during the rehearsals.
I thought the best emotion was sex through chocolate.
Well,
that's what she said.
The level of sex and the level of chocolate that I would need to make that true is not available in this room to me right now.
And I don't see them as exclusive. So, full out love. I have a great cast, a new face in Charlottesville, Shannon Nara, an actress from St. Louis. Wonderful to work with. My cast members, including my daughter, I have had a chance to work with her now, and that has been a great experience. So that was my experience. It was straight on from blind date, I don't think so, mm-hmm. to yes, I am so in love with this project.
Right, right. So what has been the challenge of directing this when associated with a new company in Charlottesville? So I'm guessing rehearsal space was a thing.
Shout out to Carl Christopher.
And and just all of the things that you normally already have in place, all of that infrastructure. How did you deal with that?
Right. So luckily, Marty Moore, who was invested in this project as well, gave us a rehearsal space. That was wonderful. So we didn't have that worry. But you're right. That is a worry.
Yeah.
And then having to pull things together has been the challenge of the wonderful producer, Sean McCord, who will do anything I tell him, which is lovely.
I hate to tell you, that's Sean any day. He takes direction really well. I mean, Sharon has trained him so well.
Well, then big shout out to Sharon.
Big shout out,
big
to,
shout
Sharon.
Out to Sharon.
Yes, yes.
And so I was just free to get down to doing the art and working, you know, the emotional part of getting these words on their feet.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, what is the one thing that people are going to be the most surprised at?
And what do you want people to come out of the theater feeling and learning from that experience?
I agree. Moving is the worst adult experience ever. But what?
Besides circumcision.
Well, hopefully you're not an adult when they're doing
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. It's the worst adult experience.
Oh, my God. I'm learning so much about David's inner life right now.
I think I have the title.
Who said that had anything to do with
that,
me?
That I seriously did not
I'm just
know.
Saying. It, I'm just imagining it would be rough.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, agreed. But I think it's, I want them to have an emotional experience. And everyone has a different relationship with moving and getting putting your life into boxes and then taking your life out of boxes. But it's that stuff that happens in between that sometimes is not even as much a profound memory as those moves.
Yeah.
If anything, I want there to be that feeling of what happens in between.
Mm. Yeah. And if anything, I want to put myself in a box and move myself to Canada because, oh my Lord, America right now. But this is neither here nor there. This is Sean McCord and John C. Boggs. Moving comes out on September 7th. It's going to be at Belmont Arts Collective Theater, not Live Arts, not IX, not any of those other places. Shout out to Belmont. Get your tickets right now. Thank you so much.
At SevillePlays.org.
You heard that.
Keep up with the entire season of plays that we're going to be doing.
SevillePlays.org. O-R-G. Please. Not Sivo Plague.
He's singing again.
This
Clinton,
is what I do.
Clinton,
I
he's singing again.
I could have sang like three
Clinton,
more times, but I honestly stifled
Clinton,
myself.
Clinton, push a button.
During
he's
all
singing
this.
Again.
Here are just some of the artistic events that are happening this week in Charlottesville. First of all, Jitney, get your tickets for Jitney.
Jitney!
Moving. Get your tickets for moving. And currently running now through November 26th, the American Shakespeare Center's summer/fall season, featuring Much Ado About Nothing, Love's Labor is Lost, Henry VI, Part 3, by Shakespeare, and the modern musical Peter and the Starcatcher, all at the Blackfriars Playhouse in Stanton. And now through January 16th, the Kluge Roo Aboriginal Arts Collection presents an off-site exhibition, Defending the Ocean, 21 works by contemporary indigenous artists, celebrating the central importance of the ocean to human life at the Charles L. Brown Science and Engineering Center in UVA's Clark Hall. Now through September 23rd, PEP, the Performers Exchange Project, performs a continually developing original piece, The Convolution of Pip and Twig at Live Arts. September 6th, Eyes on Art Tour engages people with Alzheimer's disease in meaningful discussions about art at UVA's Fralin Art Museum. September 6th, federal judge J. Harvey Wilkinson III. Is that a judgy name or what?
That's a judgy name.
Like, he knew he was going to be a judge.
He did. Presents... His parents planned well.
No. You're going by your middle name from now on and emphasize on the third.
Yes, we're going to just shorten your first name to one initial. Yeah. And yeah, that's what we're going to do.
And you must drink with your pinky up at all times.
At all times.
Presents his book, All Falling Faves. And his undying hatred for homegrown. Reflections on promise and failures of the 1960s at New Dominion Bookshop. David, bad enough that Mike Signer is going to be coming after us with a bazooka. You going to get a federal judge on us now?
David doesn't care.
Oh, please come, Mike Signer. Come to homegrown.
Mike Signer.
Hashtag stand with lies.
September
6th and 7th, the Oratorio Society of Virginia is holding auditions at the Municipal Arts Center. No need to prepare a piece. Just bring your voice.
Bring your voice.
Bring your
Not
voice.
Not you, David. Not you,
yo,
David.
Yo, you don't even... Look, it's early. It's early every time I come in. I don't have time to do warm-ups and pitch control. Like, yo, I'm...
Like
I'm,
me?
I'm
is what you're saying?
You. I'm going to learn you. Because,
go ahead.
Because
learn me.
I got some pipes. You just
go
don't...
Ahead.
You, just don't
you get, got something to teach me.
I got something to teach you. September 7th. Poetry, comedy, political commentary, satire, storytelling, and more at One Mic Stand at the V. Earl Dickinson Building at PVCC. And also September the 7th is Ante Up! Comedy Night hosted by Chris Allen at the Ante Room. Chris, I didn't see you at the Tony Wood Show. What's up? What's up with that? Respect your elders. Learn from your veterans. September 9th and 10th. Yeah, that's right. I said it.
Ooh.
Auditions for Sweet Charity at Live Arts, directed by Maria Reif. Music direction by Kristen Boltz and choreography by Heather Powell. September 9th, author A.M. Carley. She knew she was going to be an author.
Right.
Signs her new book, Float! Becoming Unstuck for Writers, and offers 5-minute sessions for struggling writers at Bain's Books and Coffee at Scottsville. September 9th, UVA Fralin Arts Museum docent and former guest June Heinz which was awesome, by the way, guides you through 45 minutes of meditative exploration of Fralin art pieces at her Looking Inward Meditative Art Tour.
Are you going to do that, David?
Maybe. September 9th, street artists, live music, and food at Waynesboro's third annual Street Arts Festival. First one was second one was dope. So the third one, you know, is going to be jam.
Off the chain.
September 12th and 13th, Charlottesville Writer House instructor Lisa Ellison leads two-hour members-only seminars, setting goals and planning what's next. I need to do that stuff. And
do you?
Music options.
David needs to plan, apparently.
I need to plan my life, girl. You don't even know.
And for your music options this week, today it's jazz brunch time at Fellini's. Again, this time hosted by Miss Gloria Bunny Blake Nicole at noon. Country and Southern rock singer-songwriter Morgan Maddox plays Wild Wolf Brewery at 2, playing fingerstyle old-time and blues guitar. It's Bill Adams at the Albemarle Cider Works at 2:30, Matthew McAllister at Glasshouse Winery at 3:30. Tonight, Travis Elliott at Rapture. September 6th, Uncle Billy on the patio at Three Notch Brewing Company. I have an Uncle Billy. I wonder if it's the same. You think? I don't. I may have to go and just check it out. Like, because if he had a show and he didn't tell me, like, I'm going to be upset. September 7th, the Bob Bonetta Quartet featuring Dick Orange at Tavern on the James. The Michael Ellswick Gathering at Fellini's. September 8th, Full Tones to the Max at Dirty Nelly's.
To the Max.
Anatomy of Frank with West Spring celebrate the release of their album, South America. Flautist Kelly Sulik and clarinetist Sean Earle performing new works from UVA music grad students. It's the Telemetry Music Series. Telemetry Music? Really? Okay, anyway. Yep. That's an odd name. Okay, at the Bridge Progressive Arts Initiative. Open mic night at Rapunzel's Coffee and Books. Also, September 8th, Cones with the Blenders and Woods Running at the Twisted Branch Tea Bazaar. Matthew Wilner and Enemies. Really? He's bringing Enemies with him? Okay. At the Whiskey Jar. I'm just...
Well,
these are
the enemy
odd
of my
names.
Enemy is my friends.
So it should be Frenemies, then.
I guess.
They should change their name. Okay. September 9th, the first annual Class Guitar Festival and Competition of Charlottesville all day at The Haven. Ooh, that's going to be cool. Class Guitar in The Haven? The acoustics are amazing in there. That's going to be awesome. Anlar at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Mojo Parker and the Blues Cats at Tavern on the James. The Freefall Music and Art Festival features Judy Chops and Red and the Romantics. Oh, that's cool. The Velics celebrate their EP release with Galaxy Dynamite at the Anteroom.
Dynamite!
Really? Are we doing
yes.
that?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Every Friday morning, the West African Drum Circle at the Front Porch Roots Music School. Every Monday, Bluegrass Jam at the Front Porch Roots Music School. Every Monday, Seafoot, the weekly open jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church. Every Tuesday, the traditional session at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Every Wednesday, open mic night at Pro Renata Farm Brewery. Open mic night at Holly's Deli and Pub, hosted by Josh Mayo. Jazz Collective Number 9 at Fellini's Number 9. Bachata Fusion at the Anteroom, presented by the Charlottesville Salsa Club, and Mike Krasinski and the Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. And every Thursday, John Durth at Miller's. All right, let's have a drop, shall we?
This is Homegrown. Drop!
Hey, it's Malk. You're listening to Homegrown on 94.7.
I love how we all take a breath.
Required.
That's awesome. Here we are. Here we are. Wake up call.
Wake up call.
Yes. It's your wake up call.
My wake up call.
Today.
Oh.
On the wake up call.
On the wake up call. Yo, that's what we're doing. Call with your host, Sean McCord. Their guest is Frank Friedman, president of PVCC. He talking about PVCC and its role in the community. Being that it's community college, I would think that it's a highly integral
role. Let's
roll.
Hope.
Let's hope.
Let's, you know, one would hope.
I am intrigued at this.
David's
going
to call into that show. David's going to heckle that show. I think that's what
we drop
do.
Yet?
Yeah, we dropped.
Okay.
We did it.
Oh, so why am I
we
talking?
We did it.
Am I talking? Like, are we live?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're live.
Did you crawl all over me last
so,
year? You're like, I'm done. What you doing?
Every day is a new experience. Every day is a winding road. I want to get a little closer. It's almost 41 minutes past the hour. This is 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. And if you're just tuning in, no, that is not a train wreck. This is how we usually do things. Homegrown is brought to you by the fine law firm of Tuckerman, Overman, Munson, and Burke. Legal services like a song.
Well, it's David's train wreck. I don't know about anybody else.
Oh, my God. I'm a walking train wreck.
Aww. Poor baby. Oh, precious.
In the house, the homegrown house, is Brooks Wellman.
She's
the giving
back.
Director of Lighthouse Studio. The Lighthouse Studio Youth Film Festival is coming to the Paramount September 15th. Get your tickets now. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Could be better, could be worse.
I hear you.
Right on.
Every day above ground is a good one.
That's such a blanket statement. Like,
it is.
What if you're homeless? What if you're destitute?
You're alive.
What if you're...
You're alive. That is a chance to make it better. That's what it means.
All right. So
I'm not waiting to get into that one.
I get that in a nutshell.
Like, Brooks is like, I'm so not in this.
We can span out from there.
Poor David. He looks so dejected right now.
The story of my life.
Oh, God.
You don't like my Aaron Neville impression?
We're going to have to work on that one. Yes, we're going to have to work on that. Because let me just tell you, Aaron Neville makes me feel some kind of way, and you doing that does not.
I love you.
I'm not going negative. I'm just saying Aaron Neville makes me feel a certain way.
I just need a huge country hat.
What you need is the muscles. That's what you need.
And a denim vest with no sleeves.
With no sleeves and some tight jeans.
My man, you have a guest.
Oh, right. Sorry, Brooks.
No, she gets it.
I'm sorry.
You can jump in the Aaron Neville fan club if you want to.
Sure.
I believe you're doing a film on Aaron Neville.
That's a great segue.
No, it is.
That's awesome.
So talk about the Youth Film Festival, because, you know, I remember being with, you know, my fellow students in high school and doing, you know, small films just to, like, appease ourselves, but not really having a forum to introduce that art. So I'm just happy that youth in Charlottesville have a place to, like, you know, unveil this stuff. So talk about it. How did that thought get onto your desk, and how did you implement it into actually being something at the Paramount?
Yeah. So it's actually our 16th Youth Film Festival. We've done it every year. Yeah, it's impressive.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And I will say, I think it's a great event to come out to for two reasons. One is you're going to have a great time. We have amazing food catered by Fleury this year.
Ooh, Fleury. Nice.
That's good. That's some good food.
That is some really good food.
I mean, the name is French, so yeah. You just know it's going to be off the chain.
Starting with that, we have wonderful open bar. It's a really family-friendly event, so we have a pizza and a popcorn bar for kids. We have a photo booth, so you can take home your strip of photos, put them on your fridge afterwards. So the whole night is really fun, but for us, the point, which is what you brought up, David, is that it's a forum for kids to really show their community what they can do. So we served 1,200 kids last year. They made over 400 films. And so we cut that down to like 10 or 12. So it's only an hour. But you're going to get a great taste for the hard work and talent of our area's kids. They really make amazing movies. And what's fun about it is the movies are all like 2 to 5 minutes, and they're every genre. So there are documentaries, there are narrative films, there's animation, there are comedies, there are dramas, there are romances. Mm-hmm. So you really get a fun, entertaining night, but you're really getting also an insight into what's going on in our community.
How did you narrow all of that down?
Yeah, I don't have to do it.
I don't have to crush the souls of children.
That ain't me.
I just put the stuff up, you know.
I just go and talk about it.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
have to.
I get people to come. I don't have to break any hearts. No, but it is. I mean, what's really cool about it is we serve, our kids are 8 to 18. And in the film festival, all those age ranges are represented. And you might think, like, do I really want to watch a film an 8-year-old made? But they're really good. Hey. And in fact, last year we had someone come to the event who wasn't that familiar with our mission. She, like, came with a friend. And she was like, I don't understand. Why did they show all those adult short films? And we were like,
No, honey.
You just think they're made by adults because they're so good. But really.
And I think what's interesting is because since they are so young, they're not constrained by rules of convention and what should be in movies and how movies should be created. Yep. That the credit roll has to go on the front and the back and has to go up to down and all of this. Why can't it go left to right? Why can't it go upside down like David Fincher in Seven? You know, like things of that nature. So they're not buckled down by all these like conventional traditional rules of film. Do you notice that in some of the work that you
Absolutely.
See?
Absolutely. So what we do at Lighthouse, everything is student filmmaker driven. So they are the ones coming up with the ideas, writing the scripts, casting the actors, the whole process. And what our mentors are there to do is really to help with less those sorts of details, like these are the rules of film and, and do it this way, and more to just help with storytelling. Okay, that's a great idea, but we want it to be a story. So what, you know, what is that story about? And that applies to everything from, you know, documentary to narrative. In fact, one of the really cool films that was made just about a year ago was two local high school students, and they, before all this mess, made a documentary about the, it was called The Petition, about the statue, the Lee statue. Wow. And it's really interesting a year later with all
to now see it,
And to realize that was student driven. That was just something they were interested in. They were friends with the student who first started the petition at CHS, and they just sort of wanted to explore
Yeah, because it started as a school project.
It did.
And people fail to, you know, recognize that all of this started from like, what was she, 15 or 16 at the time?
Really
Who brought this to the conversation of everybody. So, you know, it's really wondrous what kids can do and how kids can change, like, the narrative of, you know, a community. All right. So we have to pay some more bills.
Yeah, we're going
to
pay a bill. A bill. We're going to pay a bill.
Look, you make it sound like small. Look, we're going to be back with Brooks. We're going to pay these bills. This is Homegrown. Drop!
How do you keep up?
It's 49 minutes past the hour, and if you're just tuning in, you've missed a hell of a Homegrown on 94.7.
That's BBC, right,
the progressive voice of Charlottesville. But we ain't done. We ain't done. We are back with Brooke.
Not yet.
And she is lovely, despite what she says on the Facebook Live. You are just glowing.
Thanks.
Glowing.
She is.
Yes. Every glowing. Sunday morning.
Adorable.
I'm glowing.
Stay tuned after the show. Sunday morning wake up call with your host Sean McCord. Guest is Frank Friedman, president of Piedmont Virginia Community College. He's talking about PVC and the role in the community, but we're going to talk about what we're doing for the community and what Brooks Wellman is doing for the community.
That's right.
Hosting this awesome Lighthouse Studio Youth Film Festival going down at the Paramount September 15th, featuring 12. It's going to feel like six because they're going to travel like this and you're going to be like, I want more. But no, there's only 12 this year.
So for people who want to get their kid involved in this project, how do they do that, Brooks?
That is such a great question. So we have, Lighthouse offers workshops all through the year. So you've if you haven't been to Lighthouse before, you just missed our busiest season, which is summer. So that's camp all day, every day.
Right.
That's a great time to get involved. But if you go to our website, lighthousestudio.org, we offer workshops all throughout the year, both at our studio, which is formerly Vinegar Hill Theater. It's now Lighthouse Studio at Vinegar Hill Theater.
Yes.
Where we're still continuing to screen independent films with director Q&As, which I love.
That's awesome.
But you can sign up for workshops all throughout the year. We offer 100% scholarship to any of our workshops. So if you look online and you think like, that's awesome, but I don't have that money, don't worry. Just contact us and we're happy to work that out with you. And then we also, your kids may be experiencing Lighthouse and you don't even know it because we come into kids' schools either during the school day or after school. Mm-hmm. We're about to launch another year of Young Filmmakers Academy, which we do with the Virginia Film Festival, where we go to schools elementary schools all throughout the year help these kids make movies, and then they get a red carpet experience at the Virginia Film Festival.
That's so awesome.
And then we also come to a lot of community centers. So we work with partners like Boys and Girls Club or Friendship Court or City of Promise at West Haven. So we're out in the community too making films. So
that's a lot of work, Brooks.
And Spike Lee is going to be at this next Virginia Film Festival.
Are you excited? No.
I am so excited.
Game up. Because the man himself is going to be down in the house.
I want to be excited, but I...
Yes. If I weren't so tired, I'd be jumping out of my skin right now. I would.
Yeah. I'm too Dr. Pepper's deep, so I'm good to go. Do I do this now?
Do I do this now? Do you do this now?
So just want to throw that out there. We're giving away Jitney tickets right now. You want to express the details on how to get free Jitney tickets?
Yes.
Just Leslie and Scott.
You need to go to the Homegrown Facebook page. Let's see. What should the question be?
Just be the first.
Just say something.
The
just
first?
Say something.
Give me the first. Is, that's too easy.
What is every day like?
What is every
A winding road.
Oh,
B,
my goodness.
A shotgun blast to the face. Or C, all of the above.
Wow.
Please post your answer on the Homegrown page.
Okay, David.
This is all I'm thinking of right now.
All right, no, here's the question.
I'm in a dark place.
Go to the Homegrown Facebook page. Send us a message. And answer this question. Who wrote Jitney?
Oh, Lord.
Who wrote Jitney?
It's going to be hard for some folks.
It will be hard for some folks. But, you know, let's hope that we can
You've
wake some
Google,
people up.
Right?
Right. You know, cheat. We don't care if you
we
cheat.
We don't care if you cheat. Just, you know, answer the question and we will get you two tickets.
Yeah.
To opening night.
All right, we got 2 minutes left, Brooks. What's coming up next at Lighthouse?
Yeah, so we'll definitely come to the film festival. It's going to be from 6 o'clock to 9. You're going to be out of there relatively early. Bring your kids. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then look for, if you go to our website, you'll see all kinds of upcoming screenings. So we're still continuing to try to do at least once a month a screening of an independent film you're not going to see live in person anywhere else, usually with a Q&A with the director, which... Or a participant in the movie, an actor, which I think is great. To me, I love art. I always appreciate it differently and more when I can hear from the artist. And so I think it's a great opportunity to do that. So
absolutely.
Check out our website. Yeah,
absolutely. Everybody's got a website. Except for David Strong. Brooks Wellman, thank you so much for coming to Homegrown. And we hope to have you back the next time.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Yep. No doubt. No doubt. All right. So we're going to wrap this mofo up.
Yeah, give me a minute.
I will give you 2 minutes and nothing more.
Oh, my God. Why are you being pissy today, David?
I'm not being pissy. I'm just...
You're being a little pissy. I'm just saying.
I'm just feeling some type of way. I don't know if it's
Why
pissy,
are you feeling some type of way? Talk to me.
No, I refuse. I've been talking to you for an hour.
Are you saying you're tired of talking to me? Is
I'm
that what I'm hearing?
I'm sick and tired of talking to you.
God!
Please, I'll see you like Tuesday, so it's all good. And now, this is Leslie's Weekly Rants. Right now. In a few...
Please, I'm waiting for the
seconds.
Music.
Okay.
Okay, so a dear friend of mine is leaving town today. And... I had dinner with him last week, and we both made it through the dinner without any tears. And then this morning, he sent me a gift through another mutual friend, and waterworks ensued. So, Scott Dunn, this is your payback. On Friendship by Khalil Gibran. Your friend is your needs answered. He is your field which you sow with love and reap with thanksgiving. And he is your board and your fireside. For you come to him with your hunger and you seek him for peace. When your friend seeks his mind, you fear not the nay in your own mind, nor do you withhold the eye. When he is silent, your heart ceases not to listen to his heart. For without words in friendship, all thoughts, all desires, all expectations are born and shared with joy that is unacclaimed. When you part from your friend, you grieve not. for that which you love most in him may be clearer in his absence, as the mountain to the climber is clear from the plain. And let there be no purpose in friendship save the deepening of spirit. For love that seeks aught but the disclosure of its own mystery is not love, but a net cast forth, and only the unprofitable is caught. And let your best be for your friend. If he must know the ebb of your tide, let him know its flood also. For what is your friend that you should seek him with hours to kill? Seek him always with hours to live. For it is his to fill your need, but not your emptiness. And in the sweetness of friendship, let there be laughter and sharing of pleasures. For in the dew of little things, the heart finds its morning and is refreshed. So, Scott, you're on a plane to Portland right now. And I hope I got you. Just a little payback for the tears this morning. But I love you, and I hope you do well in Portland, and I can't wait to hear all your adventures. And that's it.
That's it. He's going to Portland, East Charlottesville. Shout it out. We'd like to thank our guests, Mark Roebuck, Sean McCord, and John C. Boggs, and Brooks Wellman. Coming up next is the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call with your host, Sean McCord. His guest is Frank Friedman, president of PVCC, Piedmont Virginia Community College, to the layman. He's going to talk about PVCC and its role in the community. Heavy emphasis on the C of the other C's. We're just about at the end point. I rarely get to thank you guys for like being on the show with you. Clinton, thank you so much. Leslie, thank you so much.
Aww.
I talk a lot of stuff, but you guys are pretty awesome in my book.
So were you, babe.
I plan on keeping it that way. All right, we had fun. We'll be back next week. Get your jitney tickets. Get them. Don't think about it. Don't be like,
don't wait. Because seriously.
Don't wait. Seriously. I don't want to hear nothing about, we tried to see it, but tickets got sold. Yeah, that's why. Because you waited too long. That's the problem. People be waiting and thinking that they can get stuff at the last minute.
Don't get tickets on CP time.
Exactly. There's no CP time when it comes to tickets. Just get them now. Get your moving tickets now. Get your jitney tickets now. Get your Pip and Twig tickets now. Get them now. I don't want to hear nothing about...
No excuses, people.
No excuses. This is Homegrown. We love you all. See you next week. Peace.
He's got a daughter he calls Easter. She was born on a Tuesday night. I'm just wondering why I feel so all alone. Why I'm a stranger in my own life.
Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.